Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Coming up on the podcast today, Zach, you know, and we've often bantered on this show about how I get on pretty well with middle-aged people.
They make up a big part of your friendships.
Yes.
A large portion in the pie chart that is Dom's relationships are people over 40.
Whether they are former teachers, whether they are parents, friends, whatever they might be. In fact, I was telling you just recently, I had coffee with a woman called Margaret, who was in her 60s. And we had a great time. We had a great chat.
Remember also you're telling me how you went to that guy's party.
Oh, that's right.
And you got on better with his mum than the guys out the back at the bonfire.
I was not enjoying the party at all until his mum and I started talking about selling houses in Australia. The party really hit the roof after that. But here's the point, Zach, is I have up to date gotten on very well with people in their middle aged. However, something has happened today that has put me offside with people of that age group just a little bit. I'm wondering if there's been fractures within me, between me and the middle-aged community.
Could this influence your relationships that you have with these older people?
It very well could. I might have to start getting more friends my own age if something like this continues happening.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, a list of the least popular baby names of 2017 has come out today. We often hear about the most popular baby names of the year. It's rare we get to hear about the least popular ones.
No, how do they do this? Just like, because aren't the least popular ones the ones that you never see? So therefore they wouldn't have any data on it?
I would imagine, just taking a guess, that perhaps these are the names that used to be popular, but they've seen them take a downward trend. You know what I mean?
Right.
So not like just a name that no one's ever been called, because I imagine that would be, by definition, the least popular baby name.
Yeah.
But all the baby names that are the least popular ones this year, I'll be honest, there's a trend looking through them. Let me give you some of them. Bertha, Cynthia, Janice, and Mildred in the female's name column. Edmund, Clarence, Bertram, and Clive in the boy's column.
Well, it sounds like Downton Abbey. Is that what you're making a connection with?
I was thinking more the local retirement village. You could hear the aisles of the retirement village. Come on, Bertram, take your medication. Do you know what I mean? They're pensioners' names. These are old people's names that are dying out.
Well, I guess that's why it happens, though, because they happen in cycles, don't they? So you have like a generation. See, Josh was very popular when I was in school.
Yes, right.
So you have a lot of people around my age called Josh. But when we get older, maybe Josh will be an old person name. I don't know.
I guess that's how it does grow. But it is a shame, I think, to see these old people names disappearing. Because, you know, they've served society well for so long. And so what we want to do on 131060, we want to celebrate young people with old people names. I guess the young people keeping these old names alive out there.
I have a friend. She's 25.
Yep.
Margaret.
A 25-year-old Margaret.
Does that?
Oh, that's certainly a young person with an
old
person.
She doesn't go by Margaret, though.
What is she? Maggie?
Maggie.
Maggie, okay. Yeah, that's...
I like that, too, because it gives you variety. I like names where you can be a young person variety.
Yes.
And then once you hit, what do you reckon, 50 or 60, would you move to Margaret?
You can transition nicely into it. Well, I actually asked a Greta out on a date once. Got a no, unfortunately.
Right. And she was your age? I just need to clarify, because I know you have a lot of older friends.
We went to bingo. It was a great night. No, she was my age. But no, unfortunately, Greta did not work out. Also, I went to a school with an Irene. And I wonder what life is like for these young people with the old people names.
Do you think it would be different?
Well, I wonder if you call up and, like, you know, made a reservation, they put you down for the seniors special with that name. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder, because if your name's...
Are there senior specials? I think you've just made that up.
No, you get senior specials places, don't you? Surely you'd have to get seen to specials.
Oh, I think if you have like a special card.
Yeah, yeah.
The pensioner's card. That's what I'm thinking of.
It probably isn't just your name sounds old, so I'll give you a discount. That probably isn't how the industry works.
No.
But look, 131060. Are you a young person with an old person's name?
Give us a call. Kylie, we understand it's your son who is a young person with an old person's name. What is it?
Norm.
Norm. Okay, how old's Norm, Kylie?
He's just turned 7.
Norman, the 7-year-old. It certainly doesn't. It's not the first thing that comes to mind when you hear Norman.
Now,
no,
Kylie, why did you call him Norm?
He actually has two great grandfathers on both sides of the family that are Normans.
Right.
That's what I think a lot of these will be.
Yeah, going with a
family names.
That's true. Well, I do have an uncle, Norm, who I think is in his late 60s, I'd imagine. So, I mean, I was not named after Uncle Norm, and I'm pretty grateful that I don't mind Norm. The more I'm warming to Norm. I am warming to Norm. The more I think about it.
Would you see that name?
Would I what?
Because you don't usually fall into the norm.
Somehow you worked an insult into this topic. That's impressive. Amy, on 131060, your friend is a young person with an old person's name.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's in one of my classes at school. Her name's Ingrid.
Ingrid? How old's Ingrid, yeah. Amy?
I think she's turning 18 shortly.
Okay, jeez. There we go. Because, I mean, just because they're in school doesn't necessarily mean they're young.
No.
Because maybe you're kept back 40 times.
I've got to say, Ingrid feels like even a generation older than we're talking about. Ingrid feels like an 1800s name.
But that's what happens if they're that era. They come back.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Ingrid is the sort of name of someone who'd haunt a house. Mm. There was an Ingrid
There's
who lived here many, many years ago. Does it affect Ingrid's life at all, Amy, or does everyone think it's pretty normal?
Definitely not. It's pretty normal.
Yeah, people are used to Ingrid by now. I guess that happens sooner or later after you've called the role a few times. It stops being funny.
Our last caller is just called caller number three. Caller number three. Are you a young person with an old person's name?
I certainly am. I'm 31 and my name's Egbert.
Oh, Egbert! Excellent. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, safe to say there's not many Egberts that I've bumped into, and I'm waiting for it to come back into fashion, but I really don't think it's ever going
to
happen.
What you need is you need a TV show to have a character Egbert.
That's it. You need to go out and write a TV show, Egbert. Make an Egbert the central character.
Because if there's an Egbert that comes into Game of Thrones, for example,
yes,
you could be like the most popular guy around.
Well, I've got to ask, Egbert, why did your parents go with Egbert? Do you know what the reason was?
Yeah, like the earlier callers, I've got a great grandfather called Egbert,
right.
And but I've also got a grandfather on the other side called Richard or Edward.
All these names they could have picked, and instead they said, "You know what? Get me the birth certificate. It's got to be Egbert."
Egbert almost looks like that if you went to Starbucks.
Mm.
It almost looks like that they've stuffed up the name when they've written it on. Do you know what I mean?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, each week I go through your phone, I pick out your three most recent Google searches, and you have to explain why you Googled or what you Googled.
Can I just point out, it's not the three most recent. I do Google some normal stuff amongst all these things.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't meant to say the most recent. I meant my favourite from the last week.
Right, okay. What do you got?
The first thing I found, Monday at 12:59 a.m. Am I using woman's shampoo? Oh, there's like a really easy way to figure it out. Firstly, does it say anything about women's on the front?
Whoa.
And secondly, why does it matter? Everyone has the same hair.
I've been using this different shampoo that Mum put in my bathroom, right? Because, long story short, Mum and Dad's bathroom's getting renovated. They've been sharing our bathroom recently, mine and my brother's. And so I started using this shampoo that Mum had in there. And it was making my hair really soft and silky, more than usual, right? It's, you know, Pantene Pro-V was that shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, is that woman's shampoo? Or is that
unisex?
But
what's the difference? What would that, like, of course it's unisex.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
Well, I thought maybe women like their hair a bit silkier and men like it a bit more rugged.
Rugged?
I don't know.
Like just, rough?
Oh, maybe a bit oily, a little like unkempt. That's the.
But why would you be washing your hair then?
Well, I don't know.
If you want your hair to be more oily.
But in a
isn't
good,
that why you wash your hair
way.
So it's not oily?
In a good way. Oily right. in it. You
so
know
you
what
think
mean?
They're pouring like dirt and no. oil.
No,
and
my
beer
my point was
and cigarette well, butts into men's shampoo.
You're looking at my hair at the moment.
Yeah.
What do you think? Does it look silkier than usual?
It looks exactly the same.
All right, I might be overanalyzing that one then. That's very,
what did Google say? Was there a difference?
Oh, there is a difference, but it's pretty minor, and more or less, it doesn't matter which one you use.
Next thing you Googled, Wednesday, 11:50 a.m. Does my iPhone know where I've been?
Well, okay, you know, do you understand how location services work?
Do I understand? Like,
yes.
Do I understand how GPS works? Is that what you're asking?
So I know that if I put into my phone, if I open up Maps,
yeah.
Apple Maps, and I say, take me to this place, that it knows where I am and how to take me to that place.
Correct.
What I didn't know was that it's tracking my location even when I'm not on Maps. It's pretty scary stuff.
Well, if you exactly go into your settings, you can give permission to different apps
okay.
to know... whether they can access location services at different times.
Because I got like an alert saying they're on like one of the food apps, there's good food in your area. I'm like, how do you know where I am? But it turns out my
iPhone's... So you're quite scared when you got this.
I was a little bit scared.
You're looking around saying, where's the Apple Spy? Who's following me? How do they know there's burritos in the area?
I mean, ultimately, it was really helpful advice because I found a delicious lunch. But I was curious to know how on earth it knew where it was. Turns out my location settings had not been touched, so I should look into that.
The last thing you Googled, it was today at 4:41 p.m. Why are other drivers getting mad at me?
Okay. I have been over the past week on the end of 3 incidents of road rage.
I've said this so many times. Mm-hmm. You get road rage more than anyone I've ever met. And what would the logical conclusion be?
Well, I mean, that I just circumstantially happen to be around angrier drivers.
Because you used to have a Mini.
I did used to have a Mini, yes.
And you blamed it on the Mini. You said that people are abusing me because I'm in a Mini and they don't like it. But you're still getting road rage.
I am. Well, this week has been a strong week. It's been a high week of road rage incidents. But I reckon all the people who've gotten mad at me were just impatient. I reckon they get mad at anyone.
But I could count... What's road rage? Like, are the people flipping you off, giving you the finger?
No, so it's like they'll go up right behind me and then they, like, swerve into the next lane and, like, they stare me down as they come up next to me and then speed off.
I've been driving for 10 years and I could think of 3 instances I've experienced
that. Well,
you said 3 this week.
Well, you've driven with me. Do you see where it's coming from?
I tell you all the time you're not a good driver and I'm terrified to drive with you. Have you noticed how I try to not get in your car?
That is a fair point, actually. There was just the other afternoon, you said, actually, you know what, Dom, we'll get our producer Michael to drive. And now I'm starting to, I'm putting the pieces together in my head now. Jeez, maybe that cop car behind me with the flashing lights tonight, maybe it wanted me to pull over.
They had a point.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, I had the weirdest encounter I've ever had with a stranger earlier today.
What happened?
So I was having my daily acai bowl. I mentioned on the show before, every day I do start my day with an acai bowl at the local juice bar. And you've been there.
The juice bar.
Well, I don't know what to call it. What do you call it? The acai bowl place?
Sure.
You've been there with me once. You know the kind of setup, right? So it's in like a shopping centre.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
What do you mean it's quite sad?
Well, it's like a strip. It's in the middle of a strip mall. You know, like, you know, like your big Westfields.
Yes.
It's in the middle. Yeah. And there's not really anywhere to sit. So you just kind of sit in there by yourself.
You kind of are on display to everyone walking past.
Yes.
When you sit there eating your acai bowl. And that actually plays into this story, right?
So do you feel like you're on display?
A little bit.
When I came to visit you and I took that video from across the room I zoomed in on you.
You David Attenborough documentaried me, basically. Well, I was sitting there having my acai bowl, Zach, on display to the entire Westfield.
Yeah.
When this middle-aged woman I've never seen before, had no idea who she was, I see her wandering over in my direction. I was like, well, what's going on here, right? Now, I haven't even taken a bite into my acai bowl yet. She leans forward and picks up my acai bowl and she's like, oh, you shouldn't have, right? Now, what I can see is going on here, she's doing the classic parent joke of when you have something nice, they'll say, oh, you shouldn't have got it for me.
But you don't know this person.
I don't know this woman, no.
So you're sitting down at a table.
At a table. And a strange middle-aged woman comes up to me and says, oh, you shouldn't have. And, you know, takes it and says, don't mind if I do. You know, all those sorts of jokes. Did your parents used to do that?
Oh,
it's a big thing.
I can understand. I'm sure I've come across it at some stage. Yeah.
And I can understand if you're like a parent and your child has, like, let's say, a nice ice cream, you can say, oh, you shouldn't have gotten that for me, right? As a gag. But when I'm a 23-year-old man and you're a stranger, middle-aged woman, it's a bit of a bizarre thing to do.
It's also another level of bizarre to pick it up.
Yes.
Like, maybe they came and gave you a little elbow in the side.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, you shouldn't have.
Yes.
But to pick up someone else's bowl of food seems bizarre.
Well, so then she leans forward to give it back to me. I reach out for it and she yanks it away again and says, nearly got you there, didn't I? Right? And I'm like, what is going on with this? I looked around. Briefly, I wondered if I was on a hidden camera show. Do you know what I mean? It felt like, is someone filming this encounter between me and this woman?
Yeah.
But she just for about a minute there kept doing this whole, oh, it looks delicious. Can I share a bit of it with you? Or something like that. Doing this just a bit of an odd routine, right? And she's cracking up. She thinks this is the funniest thing that's ever happened. Right? Then she puts the bowl down in front of me and says, oh, look, it's important to have a laugh. And then just wanders away. And I'm sitting there with my acai bowl. I'd say I was rattled by this whole encounter.
Yep.
No one around me seemed to notice anything weird going on.
Yep.
I briefly wondered if it had happened or not because no one else was looking on. But I don't think it's appropriate for anybody to just go up and do that to a complete stranger.
No, of course not. What I will point out is yesterday on the show, you told a story about your acai bowl place.
Yes.
And yesterday you went up to a stranger.
Yeah.
And had a 20-minute conversation because you're too embarrassed to say that you thought that they were your friend.
And found out they weren't.
And you found out they weren't. So instead, you just maintained that you did actually intend to talk to them for the next 20 minutes.
That's true.
Yesterday, you're the weird person.
Yeah.
Today, you were accosted by a different weird person.
Are you saying, well, there's two options you're presenting here. One is it's a case of karma. What goes around comes around.
Yep.
The second option is that the person I accosted yesterday has recruited somebody.
That's what I was thinking. Is this person that other person's mum? And they went home and told them that story. And she's like, all right, well, there's a weird person down at the acai bowl place. They haven't seen weird yet.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Bachelorette Sophie Monk was asked if she'll ever read a book.
I don't know. Never say never. Not right now. I haven't got the time, but you never know.
Also, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull heard that there's plans to make a sequel to the Emoji movie.
It would be a catastrophe. It would be an unmitigated catastrophe.
And Pauline Hanson is going to be the next Bachelorette.
This is a huge move for me, an absolute huge move. But my passion is there. I want to do it. I want to encourage people, please get behind me.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And look, we say it every time, Zach, but it still is so cheap. And you know, we will not shut up about our affordability prices to get into the Collective Noun forum. All you have to do is pay a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. That's your ticket price in. Write whatever you want in the review and we'll read it out on the show.
Although house prices are going up.
Yes.
The Collective Noun forum stays solid.
The price has not changed. However, unfortunately, I have an emergency to announce in the forum. That's right. That is the Collective Noun forum siren to announce that somebody has snuck into the forum without paying their admission price of the 5-star rating.
Oh, no.
This has never happened.
Get the dogs.
In the 2-year history of the Collective Noun forum, no one has ever made it in here without paying a 5-star rating.
No, everyone has to show their ratings. That's going to go from every person in the forum, and you got to get your badge out and show your ratings. Because if we find someone with less than 5 stars, we say it's the happiest place.
Oh.
That can change really quick.
That's just a front that we put up. And in fact, Zach, I have, you know, I've already conducted the investigation and I have the responsible person.
Well, oh, that's good because I had spent the last couple of days training the dogs to smell 4, 3, 2, and 1 stars. That's what I put in front of them. They get a smell for it. And geez, you better be a fast runner because those German shepherds can move.
Well, let's turn the siren off and let the rest of the park get back to normal.
Who
because
have we got?
We are
Who
in the interrogation room now with Prue 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, who has left us.
Oh, that's shocking because they have 7 in their name, but less than 5 stars.
You'd think they'd know numbers, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Prue has given us, are you ready for this, Zach? A 4-star rating.
Well, that's shocking.
That's just unbelievable. That
they've done a dash. It's like those videos you see of those people jumping the fence at a music festival.
Yes. That's
and
it.
Some of them get through because there's just so many of them coming through. But unfortunately, Prue, we spotted you. We're going to make an example of you.
Every harmonious society that's ever existed has somebody who comes along sooner or later and wants to break the rules and create anarchy. Yep. We won't let that happen here, Prue. Here's what her justification is, though. She has said, it's 98 days until Christmas. I will not give you your 5-star rating until the Christmas quota ban is lifted.
Oh, this is confusing for you,
Dom. This is really confusing for me because obviously, you know, I like the rules, right? And I love
your
the rules of the Collective Noun forum. However, Prue is on my side here. Now, you said that if I talk about Christmas 3 times, or that I only could talk about Christmas 3 times between August and November.
Yep.
Now, I have already used my 3-up, apparently. I'm still waiting on the final verdict of the Christmas investigation.
Yep.
But Prue has jumped on board here to say that she's not going to give us the 5 stars that we have asked for until you lift this Christmas ban.
Well, I've said this once, and to be honest, I'm getting sick of saying it.
Yep.
But we do not negotiate with people trying to blackmail us.
Look, it's interesting.
We will not be held for ransom.
I'm actually going to take your side on this one.
Yep.
As much as all the Christmas love within me wants to take Prue's side, I can't be, even if I agree with her cause, yes. I can't agree with her methods.
Well, what happens if we let Prue through with 4 stars?
That's it.
And then other people are going to start coming through and saying, hey.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you 5 stars until we get rid of Freedom.
That's
and we say, no, we have to do that. That's a court-sanctioned thing where Dom has to have an area that he feels like is his own.
We all know it's bad, but we put up with it and live with it. Well, here's what I'm going to say, right? It might be like if you see a protester who supports a cause you believe in, but you think their methods are too extreme. Mm. That's what's happened on this occasion. I agree with you, Prue.
Right.
But
you like the message, but you don't like the means.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm actually going to, if you'll agree with me, I'm going to say we're throwing Prue out of the Collective Noun Forum.
What's a first?
It is a first.
But until you can scrounge together another star, you're not welcome here, Prue.
So security will escort you out of the forum.
And I'm really sorry we've taken this dark turn.
It is harsh. It is sad. And especially, you know, as well as I do, that being outside the gates of the Collective Noun Forum is a sad place to be.
Yes.
Because you can see all the fun going on inside and you just can't access it.
Hmm.
But we've been clear about, we could not have been more clear about the price to get in here.
Now, Prue, here's the great news.
Mm.
And once we get to, I say, maybe a week before Christmas.
Yes.
The Collective Noun Forum actually becomes more Christmassy than the North Pole. Oh. It's the most Christmassy place on Earth.
That's the
thing, Prue. If you play by the rules, you get what you want.
That's it.
But you can't get it when you want.
No, we can't live by your rules here. No. We can't stoop to any levels.
So Christmas is coming. You're correct. But if you wait for it,
yep.
And it will be worth more.
And what I will say, Prue, is leave this in my capable hands. I will defend this Christmas ban. I've already thought of my legal defences. I've already thought of legal avenues. I have not given up the fight.
So you're the good cop here.
I'm the good
cop. You've pulled Prue aside and you say, hey, look, I understand where you're coming from. Oh. Just play the game a little bit.
This is a cause very close to my heart. Trust me, if you're listening to this, Prue, don't let Zach hear this bit, but we will be talking Christmas a lot more between now and November.
What, you have a plan, do you?
I've got a plan. It's going to happen.
Because since you hit the 3, you haven't mentioned Christmas again.
Well, I've been waiting to hear what you're bringing up, basically, and then I'm ready to return with my plan.
Was my idea, though.
What do you mean?
To keep the stalemate going.
Oh, really? Okay, well, in that case, perhaps it's maybe I've got to make the first move. Perhaps we'll work on that. The point is, Prue, don't worry about this. I've got it under control. You don't need to come in here with your anarchy and your 4 stars.
Yep.
Pay your extra star, get in the forum legally, and we can have some Christmas fun together. Do you think that's settled it?
Well, it's between you and Prue now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've taken it out of our hands.
Do we need to
it's a private matter.
Just quickly, before we do wrap up this particular one, do we need to get a picture of Prue and circulate it to all the security to make sure they watch her more carefully now?
I don't think that's necessary. I think that's a second offence.
Yeah, okay.
I think at this stage, Prue's been removed from the premises, given a stern warning.
That's it.
Dom's given some reassurances.
Yes.
And I think that's enough for now.
All right. Well, we will move on to someone who has played by the rules.
Oh, I'm sorry that we had to do that, but I'm looking forward to someone who has left the 5 stars.
Well, Lee Jasmine has left the 5-star rating, and this is how it's done. Lee is now in the forum legally and can have as much fun as they like. And Lee just wants to say that they're hoping that I'm enjoying Macca's Monopoly at the moment. I know I've mentioned the Macca's Monopoly promotion a few times on the show, Zach.
Have you?
Yeah, I mentioned
it. Oh, like over the years.
Yes, not...
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I haven't heard it recently.
Were you just wondering if you'd blacked out in those moments?
Because you were really into Macca's Shaker's Fries.
Yes.
A few months ago.
Mm.
Haven't heard you talk about Macca's in a while.
Well, since they took the Shaker Fries off the menu, I have reduced my Macca's...
Well, because you can't eat much, can you?
I can't eat a lot, no.
Because you would have been someone really into the Monopoly.
Oh, I used to collect them. But with no gluten-free options, it's much harder. But before I became a celiac, or knew I was a celiac, I used to collect the Monopoly tokens like you would not believe. I once took the collected tokens I had into a McDonald's store and they said, which friends have you pulled this together with? And I said, just me. Just
How
me.
How often do you go into a food store and they think that your purchases are for much more people?
Too
a much
often.
Larger crowd.
Far too often.
Because you had the one with the wheel of cheese recently where they said big party on the weekend. And you said, no, just me.
Just a lonely Friday night in front of the TV. Yeah, no, that's true. You've got a fair point. But my celiac disease has helped me.
So you haven't had any Macca's Monopoly yet?
No, not true. I've had,
you have had
I got one large fries and I got 2 tokens on it.
What did you win?
I didn't win anything.
So what do you get if you don't win? Just nothing, try again?
It's like Monopoly. You get like maybe one of the colours, right? So you might get one of the light blue properties, but you got to get the full suite to win the prize.
Would it be illegal? Mm. I imagine it probably would be.
Yeah.
If we started to advertise what everyone had.
Oh, that is a great idea.
So if we said, hey, we got someone in Ballarat.
Yes.
With two greens, Region and Oxford.
Yes.
Is there anyone out there with Bond? And we put them together.
You can split the car. One of you can have it on weekends.
Yeah,
the other...
or you could sell it and split the money.
That's so smart. We're doing that on the show tomorrow night. I hope you know that. Let's note that down.
Where's our producer, Marco? Is that illegal, Marco?
Not illegal, but super against their terms and conditions.
What's the terms and conditions? You can't pull them together.
Do you want me to find it specifically?
Oh, well, what have you heard?
I've heard that if you collaborate with other people to find piece that you didn't acquire yourself, that's against the terms and conditions.
That's probably fair enough, actually, because the more I think about it, the more, especially with social media, how easy it would be, because you could just start a Facebook group and everyone could exchange them in there.
Yeah, I haven't given up on doing this on the show tomorrow night, though. I'm going to look into this more closely, because maybe we could find a deal where we paid some money for them. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's getting more and more dodgy. What are you doing? Well, that's not making it cleaner.
How are McDonald's going to know? That's my question. How will they ever know?
Because they probably have something saying that you have to have some sort of proof of purchase.
Really? No one holds on to their Macca's receipts. That's
no,
absurd.
But you could have other proof of purchase.
What?
Yep. Security footage, a credit card. You know, what are they called? Statements?
No, I don't buy that.
All right.
I don't buy that. We'll see what happens.
Sorry, I didn't pass the Dom test. Lawyer Dom? That doesn't sound right.
We will look into that. But look, Lee Jasmine does go on to say that they apparently had the podcast playing alongside having the McDonald's Monopoly app open, or the Monopoly app open, sorry, and they thought that we had upgraded to a jazzy ambience music while reading out the reviews, perhaps an idea for the future.
Okay, so the app obviously has some music in the background.
Look, it's an interesting idea, introducing some background music to the forum. I wouldn't mind the Jurassic Park music in the forum. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's appropriate to what the forum is.
That's it. Because when you first walk in, it's that similar sense that Sam Neill has when he first sees the dinosaurs.
Could you sing it for us? Because I can't remember what it is.
I could play it on YouTube.
No, can you sing it?
I'm not singing it. It's
hum. It's going to have to be sung, sorry. Closing my eyes and imagining coming through the gates.
Da, 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 da.
Beautiful. That's it. That's what we need. Okay, for now on, whenever you come through the gates, as they open, a recording of Dom singing the Jurassic Park theme plays.
Can I just say, if there's any incentive to get Prue to pay her proper 5 stars and get in the forum, it's that. That's what you're going to hear when you get through the gates,
hey,
Prue.
Hey, producer Michael, do you know how to make custom ringtones? Because that's going to be mine.
That is all we have time for on the forum today. If you do want to be involved, we'd love to have you on board. All you have to do, and listen to this part carefully, is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating. That is the price of admission. Write whatever you want in the review, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
In the radio industry, thousands of people request an on-air shout-out every week. These shout-outs are carefully considered before just one is granted. This is Collective Noun's Shout-Out Courtroom.
On 131060, if you want a shout-out, give us a call as we enter the shout-out courtroom, Dom.
Okay, the door's a bit stiff this week. You're going to need to push together on the count of 3, 2, 1...
Oh, you did it by yourself.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't ready.
I know. I've.
You're stronger than you thought.
I really am, and I've thrown my shoulder out, so thank you for that. Appreciate it.
We have Simone from Victoria. Simone, who do you want to give a shout-out to?
I just want to give a shout-out to the graduating physio class at CSU this year.
The graduating physio class. How many people are in that graduating physio class, Simone?
About 30.
30. So what university is CSU? What does that stand for?
Charles Sturt University.
Charles
it's
Sturt.
In Albury.
Charles Sturt in Albury. Okay. I'd love to give a shout out, Zach, if we decide on this one, to an entire graduating class, because it just feels like
a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, and that's
you get
a lot
bang
of people's a lot of people's night we could make.
Leon in Melbourne, welcome to the shout out courtroom. Who would you like to give a shout out to?
I'd like to give a shout out to all the Richmond supporters out there. They've been battling hard for a very long time, hoping to get into the finals, and they're finally there.
Let's hope they don't choke. That's all I have to say.
Was it 1981, the last Richmond flag, I think it was, Leon? Something like that. So it's been a long...
I wasn't even alive back then, so...
Yeah. It's been one of the most passionately supported AFL clubs, Zach. And they've had a long time in the wilderness, Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to get in the grand final with a win this weekend. I actually think, as an AFL fan, the Richmond supporters might be very deserving of a shout-out because that has been a very long journey for them.
Would it be better to get a shout-out or to win the premiership?
That's a tough one. Obviously, you'd say a shout-out because that's the one they'll remember and tell their kids about if they got a shout-out.
Where were you when Richmond got a shout-out on the radio?
That's it.
11:30 on a...
12:30, I mean.
On a Thursday morning.
That's it. It would be momentous, but we can't promise them a shout-out just yet.
Lastly, we have Kate. Kate, welcome to the shout-out courtroom. Who would you like to give a shout-out to?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my son, Kaiden. He's a month old today.
How do you spell that name, Kate?
K-Y-E-D-E-N.
K-Y-D. Is that Kaiden we can hear in the background?
No, that's my partner.
Oh, that's your partner. I see. All right, so we've got three deserving applicants there for a shout-out.
We have to stress they all won't get a shout-out. Not everyone will get their name read out on the radio, but as we adjourn, Dom, to summarise, we have Simone giving a shout-out to the graduating physio class from CSU, Leon wanting to give a shout-out to the Richmond supporters, and Kate giving a shout-out to her month-old baby, Kaiden.
Yes.
What do you think?
It's a tricky one. You know,
I know where you're leaning.
Initially, I was leaning towards the Richmond supporters, you're right. However, I'm wondering if I'm having a change of heart. My reason being, they get to play in a preliminary final this weekend, they might get to play in a grand final. As a long-suffering Brisbane Lions supporter, I think if anyone needs the shout-out, it's the teams on the bottom of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I will get the Richmond fans. I'm actually leaning towards the graduating physio class of CSU.
All right, let's get the official stuff done, Dom.
You're happy with that?
Yep.
Okay, let's get into that.
This is an officially sanctioned and verified shout-out on behalf of Collective Noun, extended on this occasion to...
the physio cohort at CSU.
The reason for this shout-out, as commissioned in a scheduled sitting of the shout-out courtroom, is...
Simone wants to give you a shout-out for graduating.
This concludes all official shout-out courtroom business.
Congratulations, Simone. I imagine that's better than the degree itself.
Yeah, that was great. That was so good.
It's just great to make people's nights, make people's lives, isn't it, here in the shout-out courtroom. Wigs down. That's the courtroom closed for another week.
Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Facebook comments game.
Dom, the way this works is we are testing your knowledge of social media. Mm. You're going to hear a Facebook comment.
Yep.
Then you have to tell me, what is that comment referring to?
Right, so he's in what news story was it left on? Is that kind of what you want?
It doesn't necessarily have to be a news story, but what article, what picture,
okay,
what thing making news was that left on?
Sure.
So our first comment, Dom.
Mm.
Hit it.
I am out. The show gets more and more stupid with moronic comments, stupid tweets, and basically BS.
Now, was that Facebook comment about the TV show Bachelorette?
Yep.
Or the ABC show Q&A? Want to hear it again?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
I am out. The show gets more and more stupid with moronic comments, stupid tweets, and basically BS.
Ugh. The tweets make me think it's got to be Q&A on the ABC.
But Bachelorette would be the most tweeted thing.
But do they have tweets on the screen? Q&A has tweets on the
screen. Well,
I'm going to say Q&A.
Yep, that's correct.
I knew you didn't want me to get that one. Leading me away from the water.
Our second one. Play the grab, please.
So, something innocent happened and a few people on social media decided to be extra about it? I'm shocked.
Was that about football team's Mad Monday costumes?
Yep.
Or Nicole Kidman kissing a man who wasn't her husband at the Emmys?
Can I hear it again?
Yep.
So, something innocent happened and a few people on social media decided to be extra about it?
Oh.
I'm shocked.
Because the costumes are always controversial.
They really are.
But also, everyone gets upset at things that happened at the Emmys.
I saw a lot of people getting pretty mad about Nicole kissing her co-star in front of Keith, so I'm going to say it was Nicole.
Two from two. Well done, Dom.
Come on.
Last one this week. Here's the comment.
What kind of monster could do such a thing? I'm disgusted and horrified.
Okay, was that comment left on an article about a lady in America who pooed on someone's lawn? Yeah. Or was it left on an article about Tony Abbott eating an onion?
um, Oh, geez. I mean, I think Tony's onion eating is a bit weird. I wouldn't call him a monster for it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's the pooing woman.
Unfortunately, only 2 from 3 this week, John. Someone really didn't like Tony Abbott eating an onion.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Sad news out today, Dom, for toy lovers. Toys R Us files for bankruptcy.
What?
Have you heard this?
No, I have not heard this.
Toys R Us are finding it harder and harder to exist in a world with Amazon, with eBay, with all these other toy retailers. Yep. So they've filed for bankruptcy, Dom. Obviously, really sad news for everyone. Mm. The real victim here, though, I've printed out a picture of him.
Yep.
I'll show you now. It's Jeffrey the giraffe. Now, you might remember from our childhood, Jeffrey was the giraffe who is Toys R Us mascot.
Yes.
He was in the logo for a long time.
I see the picture of Jeffrey you're showing me, and instantly I feel ready to buy toys.
Now, I feel like that Jeffrey will now be out of a job.
But he's a free agent.
But I also feel as a giraffe, he has been in captivity for way too long. Right. Like, this isn't a giraffe that we can reintroduce into the wild. And I see that as a big problem.
You're saying that he's been too conditioned to being the Toys R Us mascot.
Yep.
That if you put him with other giraffes, he wouldn't know what to do.
And I feel like this is a problem for a lot of mascots.
Okay.
A lot of animals that we see on logos and on TV. So what I suggest we start, and I want to know your support. If I was to take this to the internet, if I was to start a Kickstarter, would you be on board for the Sanctuary for Retired Fictional Animals?
Well, okay. Before I pledge you my $20 on Kickstarter, tell me what sort of animals would be...
Would have this. Jeffrey the giraffe.
Yep.
Would have Humphrey B. Bear.
Oh, yeah, he needs somewhere.
His shirt and tie are getting a little bit more disheveled as the days go on. I think once the Compare the Market ads do their run, I think we'll see the meerkats in there as well.
Yeah, that's smart. And I think the Harold from the Life Education Van, I think he was retired recently, so he might be.
He's a giraffe as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
So we could have a whole giraffe area.
Giraffe enclosure.
We could have the meerkats in one section, the different bears. Are you on board?
This is an outstanding idea. So you basically will spend your days tending to the retired mascots and seeing that their last days are spent happily and loved.
Would you donate?
I'd give you $20.
Okay, cool. Because I'm actually not doing it through Kickstarter or a crowdfunding thing. I'm just accepting the money over the desk. So I'll take the $20 and you just have to trust me that that's where it's going.
That is all we have time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow night at 11.
Bye. Oh, yeah.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.